Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sister Wives. This week, we're covering season 17, episode 10.
Yes. We're nearing the end.
We are nearing the end.
Yes.
We just went back and looked, and season 16 ended with 10 and then had three tell-alls.
Yeah, but this is definitely not the end. Maybe next week?
Definitely not. I think maybe next week.
Maybe there's going to be two tell-alls.
I hope they at least have a tell-all.
I hope that everyone is together for the tell-all, unlike last year with that, you know, single whatever bullshit.
What did he call her? Suki?
Suki. The whole time. God.
Oh my God.
It's the worst.
It's truly the worst. I don't know if they can sit in the same room because everybody's so shitty to each other.
Because everyone hates each other. Right.
I mean.
Listen, they can do it like they do the other shows where they have like two couches.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put Robin and Mary and Cody on one couch and Christine and Janelle on the other couch.
It'll just look like Logan's wedding where Cody's right. Set with his preferred wife.
Maybe Christine can bring her user boyfriend.
Oh, boy. Yikes. The one trying to steal all their money.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Ridiculous. Do we have any housekeeping stuff this week?
I don't think so.
I posted the picture of the flash headband in case you people haven't seen it.
Ugh. And if you haven't, you're lucky.
So many people have commented on it. It's rough.
It's terrible. It really is.
It's not good, but it's there. It's there for your eyeballs. So you're welcome. You're welcome, people. So I posted the flash headband on Instagram. So if you haven't seen it, go look at it. Also on Instagram, very soon, by the time this airs, a matter of days, I suppose.
Yes.
You'll be coming to visit me for Thanksgiving. And we are going to go live on Instagram.
Yes, we are.
And talk to you lovely people.
Yes.
We don't know yet which day, but if you go and follow us on Instagram, I think it just notifies you when people you follow go live. It does me.
I honestly don't know because I have my notifications turned off on everything.
It notifies me whenever people go live.
I would imagine that it does.
So go follow us and we can always post a thing saying we're going live later today because we're not sure yet what days we're, you know, you'll be here and you won't be like visiting other family and crap like that. But we'll go live so you can also so that you can see our faces and hear the voices coming out of our faces. Cause I feel like it's easier when you listen to a podcast than if you've seen the person talking.
Yeah. Yes.
Then you can maybe tell us apart.
Every time I play online with someone new and I hear their voice, I'm always like, I need you to send me a picture because I need to see your face so I can put your face with your voice.
I know, but I feel like it helps it stick if you actually see them and hear their voice at the same time.
Right. Cause then once you like see them talking, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. I'm all about faces and voices connecting.
Although to be fair, people that know me in real life and have talked to you many a time online cannot tell our voices apart on the podcast. So,
I mean, our families can't tell our voices apart in general.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I guess we sound similar.
Apparently. I don't think we do, but
I don't think we do either. I also don't think we look that much alike, but apparently we're identical.
Oh my God, it's wild. I don't think we look that much alike either. Also, people keep telling me that Avery looks exactly like me, which I don't see that either.
I can see that.
People are like, he is your twin. I'm like, really? I don't think we ever told the people listening that Avery is our new editor.
Yeah, we did.
Did we? I couldn't remember. So we have, I knew we were talking about it with Leon and Ellie.
Oh, maybe we just talked about it with our besties from the Westies.
Our besties from the Westies.
Yes.
Yeah, but so Avery is editing for us, which has been interesting because we have to keep saying, hey, Avery, cut that out. Or
yes.
we have to curb, talking about Avery.
Yeah, we can't talk shit about him anymore. So
like it was happening all the time.
I know
he's by far the least of our concerns when it comes to the kids.
Let's be real. He's both of our favorite child. Okay.
Seriously. Oh God. So anyway, the moral of the story is go find us on Instagram so you can come talk to us when we do a live this upcoming week.
Yes.
And feel sorry for Avery because he has to listen to us in his ears and edit us, and we don't pay him enough to make it worth his while, to be honest with you.
No, and we both have edited this and it gets a little too much sometimes to hear our voices over and over again.
It's a little monotonous. He told me the other day that he has decided from listening to us, he watches a lot of anime, and he has decided that from listening to us, that Sister Wives, the plot, as he said, of Sister Wives is essentially the same as all the animes he watches.
Yes. Is it?
So I don't
that's
know.
Awesome. That's what he said. I love it.
That's what he said.
I love it.
All right. Well, that's all I think that we had to tell everyone.
Yes. We have had either two or three people come to us within the last week telling us that they have seen The Good Girl.
I know.
We had more. Did you see we had more? I think today.
Yes.
How incredible is that? We're not alone.
I know. Oh, it's so good. Well, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it ages well. Don't hold me to that. Don't watch it now and then go, what kind of monster are you?
Right. Also, I'm trying to convince Nicole to put together a Discord for this channel so that we can watch things like The Good Girl with our fans. But she doesn't want to do it because she's a party pooper.
Our fans. Listen,
I told you I'm going to start acting like a celebrity. Okay. I got fans.
I need you to not do that.
Yes.
Listen, here's the problem with Discord. I'm never on it.
Okay.
So you can make a Discord and talk to people.
All right, people, I want to hear your opinions. If I made a Discord, would you get on it? Would you watch movies with us? Let's hear it.
Don't tell her you're a fan. Don't feed her ego.
Oh, yes. Also, please tell me if you're a fan of me.
Of you specifically?
Just me.
Holy shit. No, I don't. Listen, I'm just never on Discord. That's all.
I mean, that's how I talk to people when I video game. So,
okay. But here's the thing. I am not an extrovert. And so the idea of like having to be like on a Discord really stresses me out.
You can be like the creepy mod in the background that just like pops in and deletes people randomly.
I can do that. Then yeah. I don't have to like, you know, be on.
I'll be social.
You're good at the social stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I'm
my
all
God.
For not it. Me. All right. Not let me time. Know what you think, people. Discord, let the fans speak.
Stop calling the fans. You just did like the drag queen, like snap situation backwards. Let the fans speak. The girls are gagged.
Let like, them it speak. Was...
God. Oh, Lord. Okay. Anyways, so let's get the show on the road, I guess. Is that all you had to? That's all I had to talk about.
That's all I had to talk about.
The only thing I have to talk about is that it's snowing here. It's very exciting.
It is disgusting rainy here.
It is not. It is. Oh, well, to be fair, the snow is kind of slushy, but well, it is snowing. My dog lost her mind. She was so excited about the snow. She loves some snow.
I bet. Rosie does too. And we don't get snow here. So, but she does. She loves snow. I mean, I did a thing this week that you haven't noticed yet.
What is the thing?
It's on my face.
What is it?
Why are you making that face?
I'm scared. What is it?
Why are you scared?
Did you get your nose pierced?
I did.
I literally can't see it in the Zoom.
Yeah. You can't see it?
No, I still can't see it. It looks like a freckle on this shitty Zoom camera.
Yeah, I did. I got my nose pierced.
Get yourself right up there in the camera so I can see it.
Oh, here, let me get close to you.
Okay, now I can see it.
Is that good?
Yeah, how did it go?
I was peer pressured into it.
Oh, by whom?
There was somebody at work who wanted to get his nose pierced, but he was afraid to do it. He was like really nervous about it. Uh-huh. So we were like, we'll go with you. And then he bailed last minute. So me and the other girls were like, well, we're going to go anyways, because the one girl wanted to get her nose pierced. So we went, and then she got her nose pierced. Her boyfriend got his nose pierced. And then the other girl got her nose pierced. And then they were like, you should do it. And I was like, oof, I don't know. And then they were like, yes, do it. And so I did it.
So the guy bailed and didn't
bail last minute.
He's the only person in the whole group that doesn't have a nose piercing. And he was the one that wanted it to begin with.
And he bailed literally minutes before we left the house.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So
did it hurt?
You know, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad at all. You should do it.
I do. I want to do it.
I know. We can do it this weekend when I'm up there.
No, I want you to look at your camera right now and tell me why you think I couldn't see your nose piercing.
Oh, I know. My camera is so bad tonight. I don't know why.
I can barely see you.
This will be, you know, just another thing for people to comment on while I'm up there.
Yes, it will. When you see family.
Yes. Along with my child's haircut.
Yeah, but you said the haircut was cute.
Oh, it's super cute. It's just, you know, shorter than the preferred length for females for boomers, right?
Yep, you're right.
Right? Is that you the right way to right. say that?
Yeah. You're right. Is it like an undercut situation, or I haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, it is literally like a, I almost said a bowl cut. Oh my God. It's not a bowl cut. It is, why can't I think what it's called? A bob. It's a bob.
Okay.
It's super duper cute. And she absolutely loves it.
That's all that matters.
Listen, I don't care, but you know, it's not nice to say things to children because they remember this shit and then they internalize it. We both know this.
Who are you talking to? I have two boys who one of them still has long hair and the other one has had long hair. They get all kinds of comments.
Elijah just came to me the other day and said that he thinks he wants to cut his hair because people keep calling him a girl.
Like he looks like a girl.
Okay, but you've seen Elijah. He is my beautiful, beautiful child, okay?
Like, who gives a fuck though, you know?
Right. And so then we had a conversation about like, why do we care what other people say? Because it's our bodies, our hair, whatever. So
Right.
Olivia's much different and, you know, she'll just kind of brush people off when they say things to her. But I think she's like starting to get to an age where she's kind of like internalizing stuff like that, because then she'll like kind of bring it up later and in like passing. And I'm like, whoa, 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 back it up. 'Cause now we got to have a conversation about this, you know?
It's such a wild world because we get so little of that in like homeschooling, and not because we're not around other kids, we are around other kids, but homeschool kids, that at least the ones we hang out with, tend to be kind of funky, and like they just have like wild hair and whatever piercings and whatever, and nobody gives a shit. So like nobody in that community says anything to my kids about the long hair. You know, it's just the in fact, Avery's one of Avery's best friends has like hair probably as long as mine, really long. It's beautiful hair, but nobody says anything to them because they all have long hair and they all don't give a shit, you know.
Right.
But it's, you know, boomers in our family and then kids at public school, you know, where your kids go and
Well, you
stuff.
know, and I
And
don't think it's the kids at the public school that are saying things to him. It's people in public who will make comments. Like, we were out somewhere, and the lady at the restaurant kept calling us girls, like, you girls, hey girls, things like that.
Elijah does not look like a girl. I mean, not that it fucking matters, but
Right. It doesn't matter, but he does. I mean, he has like, I don't want to say feminine features, but like he has, you know, softer features. Is that the word I want to use? Yeah. So like he could pass as a girl, but like he's very like his like mannerisms and stuff are very like boy, you know, mannerisms. So not that that like I don't even like classifying it,
I
because
know, I
like
know, I
it's
know. It
just
feels
fucking
weird.
terrible, but you know what I mean.
The only one of our kids that fits into like a weird gendered role is Sydney.
Oh, absolutely.
She's
100%.
just extremely, extremely girly. Somehow she came out stereotypical girl, and all the other kids are like a mix of whatever, you know?
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Yep.
For
I
sure.
mean, Grayson was Bluey for Halloween, and Bluey's a girl.
Oh,
So.
Bluey. Oh, I love Bluey so much.
Oh, I know, me too. Such a good show.
All right, we are entirely off the rails. By the way, we were just talking about how we should literally make merch that says, "Okay, we're off the rails."
Yes, we should. We absolutely should.
Oh my God, we're off the rails here. All right, let's get on this. Let's get on this.
Oh, we should do the episode now.
We should do the episode.
Okay. Hey, my camera's clear.
Hey, I still can't see your nose ring. Your camera's clear, but it's not like it's not I don't know what to say. It's not like zoomed in, you know.
No,
I
it's not.
can't.
It's not. I mean, I'm like far away from the camera, so
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Let's talk about fucking Cody.
Oh, let's not talk about fucking him. That's gross.
You know what I meant.
Yes.
All right. This episode picks up right where the other one left off.
I was surprised, honestly.
I don't understand why they didn't just make this fight of this conversation
A full
a
episode.
full episode instead of half on this one,
Right.
because this one took up the first half and then the other half I was like, eh, who cares?
I don't even remember what the other half was, to be honest.
A weird welcome home from the first day of
Oh my
school
God, yes, it
situation.
was. Okay, I remember now.
I can't wait to talk about that because I have a lot of thoughts and I want to know if I'm the only person thinking those thoughts.
I have thoughts too, and it has to do with the secret baby.
Oh my God. Oh boy, I can't wait. Okay. They're having this conversation, the backyard 6 feet apart conversation.
Yes.
And Christine says that a year ago, she looked at their relationship and she wasn't sure she could stay. And she got to thinking that it's not a relationship she'd wish on any friend of hers. And Cody says, she said she didn't want to be married to me anymore when they were talking about moving to Utah. So then we get like these flashbacks, right? Of the time that they, you know, look at the mountain, that
Yeah,
conversation.
right. Like way back season 16.
Earlier than that, wasn't it?
No, it was in season 16.
Okay. And Christine says, and I remember this happening, that her interpretation of the conversation between her and Cody was that Cody might be on team We Can Move.
Because he said that he wanted to move back to Utah.
It, to her face.
There's video evidence of him saying it.
Yes. Yes. And then he completely threw her under the bus when he was with the other wives and said that he didn't want to move.
Yeah.
So they show the flashbacks of all this happening. We all remember it, Cody. Okay. And they kind of like talk a little bit about, you know, is this what it's about? Blah, blah, blah. And Chanel's like, isn't this bigger than just the move to Utah thing?
Mm-hmm.
And Christine's like, yeah, but this was one of those things where it's like, am I really just on my own already?
Right. Yes. The answer is yes.
Correct.
I'll answer that for you.
Christine says that Cody was giddy about moving to Utah. And Cody's like, no, I wasn't. Yes, you were.
Yes, you were. Again, you said there's video evidence.
Right. And then he says what he remembers is that she was interested in the family, not in the man, but it became about the man and not about the family. And that's why he's angry. What?
He quoted
opening credits.
He quoted her line in the opening credits.
I know, it was so good.
Oh my God. He has been holding on to that since season one. Okay?
He sure has. The second she recorded that, he's been pissed ever since.
Yes, he has.
He has it like secretly tattooed on the inside of his arm so he can look at it every day and get angry.
Yes. Oh my God.
He's angry that she was not interested in what she could do for the family, just in using him as a resource for her. And again, I say, what?
Yeah, I would like to know what she's using him as a resource for, because he doesn't do right. shit.
To give her babies? Like what does she get? The only thing she gets out of this entire marriage is her children.
Right. That she raised on her own with Chanel, actually.
Oh, but don't worry. Cody is quick to tell her this episode that that's the easy part.
Because he doesn't take care of his own kids.
You're fucking right. Then he thanks her for coming into the family. And your face.
Yes, he did.
Yes. And he thanks her for coming into the family and helping him, quote, gather up the mess he was in. And the mess he was in was Mary.
Yes. And she knows that.
Talk about people holding shit in for 27 years or whatever.
Man.
She says it stinks when he says that because she knows it's about him. She was jealous of Chanel. They were young. This was a new situation. And he went and got Christine to come in and save the day.
Yep.
These people went to therapy.
Yes.
And we're still talking about this 27 years later.
I feel like they went to therapy and talked about all the wrong things.
I think so too. I'm because starting to wonder.
This is what should have been brought up in therapy.
This is fucking wild. I mm-hmm. can't believe he said, thank you for coming into the family.
Right.
Oh my God. So, and then he says, thanks for ripping off the Band-Aid so quickly, because it was never going to work if it always had to be about him, as she had always indicated it wasn't.
About him.
About him.
Is he just like talking mumbo jumbo at this point? Like,
it's nothing makes sense.
None of it makes sense.
I feel like he's just mad. And so he's just like saying whatever he's thinking, and none of it, you know, when you're like so mad that you're just like saying
dumb shit like this.
Oh, 100% dumb shit. Yeah. Janelle's like, well, that was a low blow. She was about the family and the kids, but she needed more of a relationship with him. There's a point where you try to stick around and make it work. And there's a point where, you know, it won't work. So why stick around and be miserable for years?
Yes.
Decades.
Yes.
She like pauses for a second and says, decades.
She's damn right. Why is she the only one seeing this?
Because they all want to blame Christine.
Right.
The blaming of Christine. That's what this show should be called. The blaming of Christine.
This season, season 17. The blaming of Christine.
Honestly. But it's like peak this episode. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Cody says, you came into our lives and it was a favor. You're leaving. And I almost feel like that's a favor too. What the fuck?
He is seriously terrible.
When he said that though, Robin did like heavy sigh.
Uh-huh.
So at least she was like cognizant enough of the fact that like he should not be saying that.
He shouldn't be saying a lot of things. I wish that one of them would be like, just stop talking.
Like, shut the fuck up and leave.
Yeah.
Or just say like, if you're going to talk to her like that, then you can just go and calm down.
For real.
Robin's like, this is awkward. They're hashing out their relationship in front of us. I mean, same girl,
you know,
it's awkward for us too.
I still don't fully understand why she had everybody come to her house and do this.
I don't know. I honestly, we said this before, but this would have been a group text.
Yeah, it would have been a group text. And if she wanted to have them over, don't have Cody over. He already knows.
Just
have the wives come over and you can talk to them about it.
For all we know, she only invited the wives and he invited himself.
That honestly, that's probably what happened.
I mean, Robin says if they're talking, if even though it's awkward, she'll stay because she believes there's always this chance for a miracle. And then she says, Christine may say she's divorced, but in my head, technically she's not.
Robin said this?
Yeah. Ma'am, it doesn't matter what's happening in your head.
She has to sleep with another man to be divorced. Right. Okay.
That is... Oof. By the way, that is so, I was thinking about this today, that whole sleeping with another man thing. That is, along with some other things, like such a patriarchal, I've got to have the control here. I have control of your body.
Yes.
That is some real bullshit.
Yes.
Speaking of patriarchal, I wrote this interaction down word for word. Christine says, so, and wait, I think what happens right before this? Oh, okay. Right before this is when he was said that, you know, I almost feel like it's a favor that you're leaving or whatever. And Christine starts to say, so, and he goes, don't word it. Just think about what I said.
Right.
And Christy goes, uh-huh, no. And Cody goes, soak in that. And Christine raises her eyebrows and smiles like, bitch.
Oh, man.
And Janelle on the couch says, and this is a quote, wow, you better not give me any rebuttal. Just listen to what I said. I mean, I don't know who this patriarchal guy is, because this is not the guy I was married to for years.
Janelle's finally seeing the truth.
Thank God she's saying it.
She's finally seeing it. She's finally saying it.
Oh.
Now she just needs to leave.
Okay. I talk a lot on the regular, like I talk a lot with my family or, you know, people that like I feel comfortable with. I don't talk a lot to strangers, but like I talk a lot in the house. And if I, boy, if I was already mad about something and then Aaron was like, just soak in that.
Oh,
I'd be like, oh, you wanted me to be quiet? Guess what, bitch? I'm not going to stop talking until I'm dead. So you better kill me.
Also, just soak in that. Like, I know how you and I fight. I'd be like, I'll soak in this and then I'm going to bring it up later. Okay.
That's for sure.
And you would too.
Yes, I would.
We'll soak in it. Bring it up later. Bring it back up when you don't want to talk about it.
I can't remember where I set my keys earlier today, but I can remember that shitty thing you said 6 years ago.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man.
Oh my God.
Get that shit in the memory bank.
Seriously. It's just stored back there.
Mm-hmm.
So Christine says she did love the idea of sister wives and the family, but it's important that her relationship with Cody is good too. She says she made it about the family. She loved the big family activities that they had. They show a bunch of flashbacks of them eating, you know, Thanksgiving or something. And she said the big family is great, but when you feel like a minimal person in Cody's big picture and you feel like you really don't matter in the big picture, it changes the perspective on everything.
No, I feel like that goes with like anything. Like when you feel like you're the bottom of the totem pole, basically,
right.
You know, you have like a different perspective, even if it's something that you, you know, you enjoy being around the family. But
well, and for her, it's probably like, what's the fucking point in being here? Because the kids that want a relationship with her as adults have a relationship with her.
Right.
And she doesn't, Cody doesn't want to spend time with her. So she doesn't need him, you know?
Right. Why stick around for him? He ain't worth it.
Then she doesn't have to deal with his fucking soak in it, you
right.
know?
Right.
God. She said she's been heartbroken for years in their relationship and she was tired of being heartbroken. And Cody says, so no big picture, just you. And she's like, you don't think that I stayed for as long as I did for the big picture,
you know?
And of course he's like, I guess. Cut to him on the couch, like, I'm upset it's going down this way. And I'm angry because of this. And I'm this and I'm that. Like, big picture my ass. Like, you only care about your fucking self.
Yes. Did you watch that video somebody sent us?
Probably not. What was the video?
It's a guy talking about how like narcissistic relationships go, or people in narcissistic relationships.
No.
So basically the gist was, when you're in a narcissistic relationship, or when you're in a relationship with a narcissist, they can do essentially whatever they want. But when you do the same thing, it's not okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was making the point that, like, this is why it's okay for him to just kind of throw Mary off, but Christine can't leave him.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't matter what he does. Like, he's, you know, because he's the narcissist in this situation.
Right.
Right.
So he thinks he's untouchable.
Right.
Right. He's like, I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist, so don't come for me, Brown family, but he is a fucking textbook narcissist.
He really is.
Brown family, as if they're all going to come sue me. Don't come for me, Robin and Cody.
Robin. Don't come for me, Robin.
Like they listen.
I know. God. We've talked about Robin listening before, so.
Cody says, if I bring this down to the core, it feels like after all I've done, I'm being rejected anyway. And it's rejection, not just for me, but for some of my kids and my other wives. So like a fucking piece of shit dude, he got told no, and then came back for more, even though he was told no.
Yep.
Because he can't handle rejection.
Yep.
No offense, man, listeners.
We have,
you guys are lovely.
We have more than just one.
We do. We have more than one. Oh. You guys are lovely. Cody is a piece of shit.
Yes.
Cody and other people like Cody are the reason why we have ideas about shitty men in our our heads. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Cody says, it seems like my relationship with the adult kids is really off too. Have you been talking to them about this? Are you insane?
Suddenly we're back in high school, you know?
And like, do you not see that the common denominator here is you? It's not Christine.
Right.
And Christine's like, no, no one wants to talk about this.
Right. We all have other conversations that we have not pertaining to this.
The last thing we want to do is be fucking bummed out.
All the time.
She's like, I think your relationships with your kids is off because of COVID, not because of me.
Right.
And he's like, bull, you're telling them. Then he says, she's been playing this game for years.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
But I thought everything was such a big surprise to him. All of what's happening right now.
I have whiplash from trying to follow his for thought real. Process here.
He is such so back and forth.
As is Robin.
Oh, yeah.
As evidenced by the, that's a lie from last week.
Her tantrum last week was insane.
So is her crying today episode in the driveway.
In the driveway? Girl.
It made me uncomfortable.
You're embarrassing yourself. There are cars driving past you. Get it together.
So there's a fucking national television show camera watching you.
God.
Oh, God. So he says he can't figure out why he's so angry. And Janelle says, I've seen you, you know, you're grieving in a way that I've never seen you grieve before. And she does say that he's just been off and he's gone to a more angry place quicker recently.
Mm-hmm.
I need you all to get out.
Uh-huh. Please.
Okay. I'm starting to get concerned. He says, maybe I'm mad because I feel like an investor that poured everything he had into something and it just didn't work out.
An investor.
Yeah, you're right. This is a fucking business transaction. Uh-huh. I mean, he has said that marriage is a business agreement or...
Right.
That was him, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. He says, in their marriage, he put in so much effort. He was holding her hand. He was kissing her. He wasn't in love. He was doing it as his duty as a husband.
That is absolutely repulsive.
Oh my God. So foul.
It is like, I'm offended by that statement.
I know. Imagine hearing your husband say that after 27 years on national television.
I would be heartbroken.
Right.
With him. If my husband said that.
Right.
Not even on TV. Like in general, if that statement came, even if we were already divorced.
Right.
That hurts.
Yeah. Like if your ex-husband came to you and said, oh, by the way, the whole thing was a fucking lie.
Yeah.
It's you would think back to every single thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And go, this whole thing was bullshit.
Yep.
That's terrible.
It is. It absolutely is.
It boggles my mind that he says this stuff on TV. Like, you know that people can hear you, right?
He like doesn't see anything wrong with it.
No, he doesn't, because he tries to justify it, because he says she's not in love with me either. She quit loving me years ago. So then Cody says, it's not the breakup of two people. It's the breakup of a family, which even a broken clock is right twice a day or whatever that saying is, because he's right. It is the breakup of a family. It's very difficult. I'm not saying that like he should just suck it up and whatever, but everything is not her fault. It's the breakup of a family because the two of them broke up, not because Christine just up and left for no reason. So then Cody says, anybody else have anything to say? No one can get a fucking word in.
I have a lot to say, Cody. Why don't you ask me?
Okay. I wish that he would. I so wish that he would.
I bet my fans have a lot to say too.
Your fans. He just keeps talking. Like he's the only person that's talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he catches a breath, then he's like, why isn't anybody else saying anything?
Right.
Because of you, friend.
Because you won't shut up, sir.
Then he says to Mary, you have a look on your face like you know the whole world, but you're not going to say anything. And fucking Mary laughs like she's being flirted with.
Uh-huh.
And is like, what? What do you think I have to say? Are you people living in a different universe?
Mary is 100%. Absolutely, she is.
The way she laughed, like she was so excited to get attention from him at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable to me.
She has like zero to offer this entire conversation.
She sits there like a real bitch.
Oh, I know. Have you seen the pictures of her, like the memes?
I saw pictures. She says, I have plenty of thoughts, but it's not my business to say. Isn't it? You're going to say it to the cameras on the sofa later.
This is what we're here for.
When she says that, Cody's like, the tone in her voice says it all, doesn't it? What's happening?
Doesn't it, Cody? You're so right.
What is happening? Then to camera, like on the sofa, he says, I know Mary's tics. She's leaking emotionally. He says he recognizes it after all these years and it drives him nuts normally, but now he's looking for her to be supportive.
Uh-huh.
What?
You don't get it both ways, sir.
Yeah, apparently he does fucking get it both ways because Mary just stays there. The fact that he stood there, sat there to the camera with a straight fucking face and said, usually I hate her, but if she's going to be on my side with Hate and Christine, who I hate more right now, then I'm fine with that.
Also, she sat there until Robin left, right? Okay.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Okay, hold on. I think that she sat there just to get the tea.
Oh, for sure. Which I can't judge her for that because I would have sat in there until Christine got up and said, okay, I'm going inside.
Same.
So I could get every detail.
Oh, man. Yep, I would have too.
So Cody says, this is the last time we'll ever have this discussion. And I'm the only one saying something. Christine's like, you're not the only one saying something. And Robin's like, I'm struggling today. So I'll do better another day.
Oh, you sound just like her.
Listen, there is no other day. This is the day, my friend.
This is the day. Today's the day.
Cody says it's strange to be going through a divorce while you're married to someone loyal and loving, but she's been going through it with him. Which, first of all, she's been going through it with you because you've been a fucking asshole to her because you're angry at Christine.
Yep.
And I'm not in the business of taking up for Robin, but damn.
Right.
He says she came into this family cap in hand, which I don't think he's using that phrase right, but
I don't even know what that phrase is, but he has said it so many times and I fucking hate it.
Oh my God. I'm going to start saying it on the regular to you.
There are a few phrases that I hate and that's one of them.
Every time I need something from you, I'm going to be like, here I am, cap in hand.
Cap in hand. What does that even mean? Cap in hand. You know what I imagine? Like a little boy with a baseball cap holding in their hand because like they know they're about to get their ass beat or something because they're in trouble.
I actually picture like a Charles Dickens-esque, like an Oliver Twist situation, like a kid with like a little newsies cap holding it and looking up for some more.
That's what I mean. Like they're in like trouble or something. Or, you know, what is it? Can I have some more?
Yes, exactly.
What is it? That's not
Oliver Twist. It's Oliver Twist.
I know,
Twist.
But what is it? That's not how he says it, though. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Hold on. I'm looking up what cap in hand means. If you go cap in hand to someone, you ask them very humbly to give you something or do something for you. He went to his father cap in hand and begged his forgiveness.
Okay, so he's not using it right then.
Because it's humbly asking for a favor. Well, because he says she came into this family cap in hand saying, please accept me and my children.
Oh, so is that the favor?
I guess.
Is that what she did, though?
I don't think she did any of the things she's saying she did at the beginning, but he says she, along with him, they're being rejected.
Of course.
Christine was being mean to me.
Yes, exactly.
Robin said she's dealing with a lot of anger and mourning and she doesn't mean to push Christine away. And Christine, who is calm as fuck throughout this entire thing, she's like, you're not pushing me away. She has the right answer for everything, the calmest answer for everything. I don't know how she did it.
I'll have what she's having kind of scenario.
For real.
Who's her doctor?
Is pot legal out there? She had some edibles
right
this morning. She's just real calm.
What kind of medication is she on? I need some.
Buspar.
Can I get that Buspar?
Oh my God. So Cody says what's probably the most telling sentence, the most honest sentence in this entire thing is that to him, his emotions make him feel so pathetic that he's frustrated by it. Okay. Well, get off your fucking man horse for a second.
So he's frustrated because
he has feelings.
He has feelings and they make him less of a man.
That's exactly it, which is the most honest thing he said in this entire 17 seasons of a show.
I bet the manosphere makes him feel like that.
Oh, man. He says plural marriage isn't easy. And on a bad day, you can feel trapped in it. And she's getting out of the lobster bucket.
Oh, my God. When he said that, I about fell over.
I cackled. I laughed out loud.
Wow. I'm going to start using that as a metaphor on a daily basis. I don't even care if it pertains to things that I'm...
I was going to say just for everything.
Yes. Time to get out of the lobster bucket.
Oh my God.
Let's go.
They're like, ma'am, you're at the food line. Okay. You're not in the lobster bucket.
We don't sell lobsters here. I'm going to say it every time I leave work.
Oh, time to get out of the lobster bucket. They're going to be like, you know what? You have to quit because I can't listen to that anymore.
I can't hear it anymore.
We can't do this. People start showing up late to their shift just because they don't want to hear you say that at the end of yours.
Yes. Oh my God. Why are you late every day? Lobsters.
Can't listen to the lobsters again.
That lobster woman. Lobster Woman.
That's just your new nickname.
Yep.
Oh my God. So Cody says, I'm in this hard lifestyle, partly because of her. And it's been very hard, partly because of her. And she's just leaving now. Yeah. It's not because of her. And yeah, she's just leaving.
Right.
Then they have dead ass silence for an uncomfortable long time. They just show everybody that's sitting there. It's just real quiet.
Was it silent that long or was that editing?
Honestly, I hope that it wasn't editing. I hope that everyone except Christine, who was fucking gleeful, sat there in that uncomfortable silence.
Yes. Oh, man.
Robin says, are you in a place where you just want to go do your own thing? And those of the kids that want relationships with you, you'll spend time with them. And then the rest of us that you don't have a great relationship, do we just need to give you your space? Are you interested in working stuff out from the past?
Hold on. Okay. First off, she said those kids who want relationships with you and the kids that you don't have relationships with, not the kids who don't want relationships with you.
Yes. She said then the rest of us that you don't have a great relationship
with. Right. That you don't have a great relationship with because you don't want to have a relationship with her.
Right.
You said it all right there. These other kids want to have a relationship with her. They put forth the effort. And also, why are we bringing up things from the past now instead of before all of this shit went down?
Also, I find it weird and I don't like that she's talking about the kids. This is the adult meeting.
Right.
Like, why didn't she just say, okay, so like, you're going to still talk to Janelle, but you're probably not going to talk to the rest of us or whatever. Like, she didn't need to say the kids. Kids are like a whole separate.
I feel like her and Cody talk at home about how there's like a group click with the kids and how they're all over Christine and whatnot.
Absolutely, they do. Christine says, for right now, I just need space. And I was really fucking proud of her that she said that.
Yes.
Instead of like kind of tiptoeing around it. Robin says she's been mourning the loss of the family culture and is wondering if, because Cody's not in the picture, will it be easier for her to have a relationship with Christine and Christine's kids? And so that's what she's like asking Christine there.
Yeah.
No, because you were the catalyst for Cody being a piece of shit. So whether or not it's all Cody doesn't really matter at this point because she's still in the middle of this, these feelings and stuff. And so she does have a lot of hurt towards you, even if you were faultless in this.
Also, why do you care? Why are you trying to be friends with her so you can go back and tell Cody what she's doing outside of their relationship? Like with them not having a relationship anymore?
Why would she need to be friends with her? It's so weird.
It is. There's no reason.
It's not like Robin is like hanging out with Christine's kids or something. And so she would miss them if they weren't around.
Right.
Christine says she does see them getting together for family reunions and for having fun together. Reunions. 5 years from now? 10 years from now?
Uh-huh.
Robin's like, is that the extent of what you want? And Christine's like, for now, yeah. As far as relationships with other adults, she and Janelle are really close, but she's not that close with the rest of them. And for right now, she needs it to stay that way. I was like, fucking good for you. Robin says it's that last little bit of hope dying.
Her and the hope, I like, let it go. It died a long time ago.
It's over. You can't even retain the relationships with people that you do have. Why don't you focus on fixing your relationship with Janelle? I mean, it's because Janelle told her like she's not interested, you know, but like, why don't you worry about that? Then fucking leave Christine go.
Also, she's holding on hope for Christine and Cody's relationship too. Like that's long gone. We're done here. You're right.
You might as well try to convince him to get back with Mary because that's all the more...
Right?
They're both the same amount of likely, which is zero.
Start focusing on that instead. Put your efforts on that end.
So Mary says her immediate thought was, she may as well stand up and leave because there's no point in being here for this conversation. Okay, so get up and leave, bitch.
Okay, bye.
God. She's like, Mary says, I've seen her non-acceptance of Robin and her disdain for me through the years. As much as it hurts me, I'm glad to know where she stands. Well, if you've seen that, you already knew where she stood.
You know? Man. She didn't have to say it. We all know where she stands. Come on now.
You're fucking right. Also, her disdain for you.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Christine says, I'm not trying to end it that way. And Robin, this is one of two good things I have to say about Robin. She's like, no, I don't want you to think this is a trap question. It's a real question.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm glad she clarified that instead of being a real bitch about it.
Right.
So then Cody loses his fucking mind. And I wrote down every word of this. He says, she's treated you like dirt from the very beginning. That's the relationship you have with her. And that's the reason I'm angry. Then he dramatically stands up. That's the reason I'm pissed off. Dramatically stalks across the porch. Is because you never tried to have really good relationships with these other people. Now he's yelling. And that's the reason I'm pissed off. And it's just vomiting out of me because I've sat here with it. Just like Christine, try to do this. You wanted to renegotiate a relationship with me, but you wouldn't even have a decent one with them. Then he's like touching his forehead like several times. Like he's starting to like freak out. And he says, always about the kids. That was the easy part. And then there's like some dramatic flailing. Man, just a knife in the kidneys over all these years. Then they pan to Christine and she just very slowly blinks.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Also, before I carry on, there's already a gif floating around of the knife in the kidneys.
It is so dramatic and the motions that go with it. Oh my God.
He's doing this thing where he like throws his shoulders back and his butt forward.
Knife
in the kidney. Like it's so weird.
So weird.
So then he turns and screams. And I'm not going to scream because it's hurting my throat. And the sacrifices that I made to love you, wasted. And then they pan to Mary's bitchy looking face, just staring up, with fucking nose in the air.
I think that might be my favorite part. Wasted.
I love the way you say it.
It's so dramatic. It's so dramatic.
He says, accountability is what I've been asking for here. And you are running away rather than being accountable. Then he starts snapping. You're like, I'm divorced. I'm leaving. I'm done with you. You're out of my house. Like, it's so absurd.
Your camera cannot keep up with your snapping.
What was it doing?
It was like freezing every time.
And then he says, instead of making the relationship work and trying, if you're not trying to be your best self in this relationship or in this family, then you are wasting your time. Marriage is a call to be better than you are. Plural marriages are a higher call. What the fuck does that mean?
Plural marriages are superior to monogamous ones.
It's a call to be better than you are.
Of course it is.
A, he's not being better than shit.
He's better than no one.
Two, what the fuck does that mean? Explain that to me. You should let your spouse change you to be a better person than the person you were before you got married?
Yes, maybe.
Then Christine's like, okay, look, I never tried to treat anybody like crap. And he's like, well, you did. And then he curses.
Oh, did he curse?
Well, I turned the closed captioning on because it bleeps. I turned the closed captioning on and it just has like a bleep and you can't tell what else he's saying. So I don't know what he says there.
Oh, I totally missed that.
And then he says, and you admitted to it and you couldn't correct it. And now we're sitting here with a broken family over it. And Christine's eyes get fucking huge. She gives big eyes. He's like, you're sitting here like the freaking Pied Piper over it, trying to take the kids. Okay, you're right. She's got a fucking whistle. What are those things? Like a little flute?
What do they call it? They're not the little tiny ones. A piccolo. She's a little piccolo.
She's got a piccolo. She's prancing through the streets and all the kids are just following along behind her.
I feel like she's wearing like tights and pointy shoes.
Yes. That's going to be the next meme. Those memes they've been making of like the Sound of Music and stuff.
Yes. Oh my God.
And she tries to say, she's like, no, that's not even. And then she just goes, okay. And she says to the camera, like in the confessional, she's like, I could sit here and dissect everything that he says and give my point, but they've done that. She and he have done that over the years and she's tired and it doesn't matter because it's over.
Yeah.
And she's right. It doesn't matter what she says.
It doesn't.
She doesn't have to listen to a shit after this day.
It doesn't. And she is not wasting her energy by arguing with him.
I will argue with pretty much anyone. So I probably would sit and argue, but I wish I could be like Christine and just not argue.
Right. Right. Again, I'll have what she's having. Okay.
Yes. So then Cody's like, so thank you for coming. It was a blessing. Thank you for leaving because now I'm just trying to find a silver lining and I hope it's a blessing. Pardon?
Uh-huh. He's just spewing shit at this point.
I mean, it really is whenever you're like so mad, you can't think. And so
you're just saying whatever comes to mind.
I'm surprised. And maybe it's only because he was yelling at Christine and not at Janelle, but I'm surprised that Janelle didn't get up and leave. Wait, didn't we see a preview of her leaving? And we haven't seen that happen yet.
Yes, that has not happened.
I wonder when that happens.
Well, probably next episode.
Maybe there will be more than one episode.
Maybe.
So then Cody marches off, hair just a swinging.
Mm-hmm. Always.
He walks like he just got off a horse.
That's the metaphor you want to go with.
I mean, he doesn't.
Yeah, let's go with a horse.
So Cody says for the last 14 years, he's just been sucking it up and trying to be a loving husband. And now he felt like giving her a piece of his mind. I'm certain this is not the first time that you've yelled at them like that.
Oh, right. For sure.
And two, you've been sucking what up? Get over your fucking self.
He doesn't suck shit up. He's a fucking, oh God, he holds on to everything.
Oh yes.
He's a big crybaby.
Really, he is the biggest. Cody says he feels like this isn't his fault and that she did this. And he doesn't care if that's not fair. That's how he feels. She did this and she's going to tell the kids that he didn't love her. But she has to realize that she didn't love him. Not that he did love her,
uh-huh,
but that she didn't love him.
Right.
Which again, I say, that is the shittiest fucking thing to say on television.
Yep.
Janelle goes over and hugs Christine, and she says to camera that she's not trying to take sides, but she feels like Cody was really harsh. And she says to be a good sister wife, it takes work on all sides and on the side of the husband. And then fucking Cody turns on Janelle. Janelle has a great deal of sympathy for Christine, but she hasn't shown me any tenderness or kindness or empathy. And he's going through a divorce.
Because you're a dick. You don't deserve it.
No, he doesn't. Because that yelling that he just did at Christine, I'm sure he's done it to Janelle.
Probably.
So she doesn't give a fuck. While they're like hugging it out there, Janelle says that she thinks it's just emotion. It's just, he got emotional. And fucking Mary, again, no one is talking to you. She's like, that response from Cody was not just emotion. It was real. And he said things he's been holding in for a long time. And I'm glad he said it.
She's glad because it was real.
Remember last week when we said maybe we should give her the benefit of the doubt and see if that was an edit? It wasn't.
It's not.
It's just her being terrible. Christine says, if the sister wives are mad at me, why don't they just come to me? That is a good fucking question.
That is a real good question, Christine. Real good.
Real good.
Real good.
And then Mary, of course, excuses that away by saying that when people have problems inside of the sister wife group, that whoever has the issue goes to another one of the sister wives to bitch about them instead of just telling the person straight up.
Which is an issue when you should just go directly to the person.
How are you going to exist in an adult relationship where you're all essentially married to each other if you can't be honest?
When you have an issue with somebody, you go to your bestie and you shit talk that person when you're in like a work relationship or something that's not in your family. When there's an issue in your family, you go directly to that person.
They don't go weird. So we know that they're not technically married to each other, but they're all in a marriage together.
Right.
If I have an issue with Aaron or he has an issue with me, we tell each other that. We might still also bitch to a friend about it, but we also tell each other that because if you don't, then it just like builds up resentment. So like, I don't feel like it's any different when you have a sister wife. Like you have to be able to go to them and say, there's this thing that's frustrating because they all are part of the same marriage.
Right.
How can they all function, which they can't because they haven't, you know, if they can't communicate with each other?
Also, why are they're all like, you know, we don't go weird, like we don't have relationships with each other, that kind of thing. But like when we watch Seeking Sister Wives, the majority of them discussed how the sister wives also had relationships that they had to work on, that they had to maintain for everything to be functional. Like, why are they, you know, seeing all of this and the Browns are not?
Do you think that it's because the Browns just have terrible relationships with each other and those other wives have good relationships with each other?
Maybe.
Because if you think about it like a friendship, like if you're in like a big group of friends and you've got a couple people that you're close to, you like make an effort to maintain that relationship. And the other people you just see when you get together for a play date.
Right.
When there's a group of eight of you there, you still know them and you hear what they have to say when you're at that play date, but you don't put in the effort to maintain that relationship.
You have a separate group chat with your close friends.
Right. And Christine and Janelle have a separate group chat and Mary only shows up when it's time for the play date.
Right. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, guess what, Browns? You're doing a shit job of keeping this all together.
You're making polygamy look bad, okay?
Not you, Christine. You're an angel.
Yes. And Janelle, we love you too.
Well, I know, but he always blames Christine for making polygamy look bad.
Oh, right.
So then Robin says also what I find incredibly telling, which is that she learned early on that venting frustrations about a sister wife to Cody doesn't work because it makes him angry and upset, which tells me that every time that Robin gets a little Fifi's hurt, he goes and bitches and reams out the other wife that hurt Robin's feelings.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's what she means.
I think she was trying to play it off like she meant that he gets upset because they're not getting along. But I think he gets upset that she is upset because another wife hurt her feelings.
Upset at the other wife. See, that's definitely not how I took that.
How did you take it?
That like if she's upset at Mary for something, she goes and complains to Cody and Cody gets really defensive of Mary to Robin.
Ah, see, I took it as he gets defensive of Robin to the other wives.
Oh no, I took it the other way because she was saying it as if she's been on the other end of it where he's been like, well, don't talk about Mary like that because, you know, maybe she was having a hard day. And then she was like, okay, well, I'm not going to come to you anymore because you're just going to take the other person's side. There's no point.
I see. I bet it's not like that anymore. She said early on. Now he probably doesn't give a fuck if she talks about Mary or Christine.
Right. Probably.
Or probably Janelle too. Because he hasn't shown her any tenderness. Okay.
Oh, man.
She hasn't shown him. You know what I meant?
The tenders.
the tender age children. Cody says that Christine for 2 years has been complaining about sister wives and how she doesn't want to live with them. And it's not the other wives who are backstabbing. It's been her telling me about how she felt about them, is what he says.
Okay, but Christine doesn't want to live with other wives. They've discussed this numerous times about the whole issues with like the kitchen
ad nauseum,
right? And then they all lived in separate houses and realized how wonderful it was to live separately. So none of them want to live together.
Well, Janelle, but yes, the other ones don't.
It's not just Christine, but it's not because she hates the sister wives. It's because they all thrive separately.
Right.
In different houses with their own kitchens.
I also don't feel like saying I want my own house with my own kitchen equates to backstabbing the other wives.
Right.
It just doesn't equate.
It's also not just Christine that doesn't want to live with everybody.
It's everyone but Janelle.
Right.
And also, I can't imagine that would work for Cody because he just wants to hang out with Robin. So if they lived in one house, he would have to spend time with the other ones. Robin's like starting to leave. She says, I just want to double check. You just want to stay distant with people you're not close with. And Christine's like, yeah, for now. And she says, okay. She gets up to leave. She's like starting to get choked up. And this is the other thing that I'm on. Like, this is Robin doing a good thing. I don't think she knows what to say. Mm-hmm. And she's also trying to get out of there before she starts crying. And she says, sorry to see you go. And then leaves. And I say that I'm going to say a good thing about that. And that was a good thing that she did that and said that, because fucking Mary, this bitch gets up and leaves without saying a goddamn thing.
She doesn't say a fucking thing. She just walks off.
Not bye, not go fuck yourself, nothing. She just walks right out.
This is the part I was talking about earlier where I said she just stayed for the gossip.
Uh-huh.
I feel like she went out with Robin instead of like waiting around for the rest of what might happen, because she doesn't want Christine to start questioning her kind of thing, or like say something to her like, you know, why are you still here? But, you know, because then she would have to answer questions. She does not want to do that.
Right.
So I feel like that's why she quickly went out after Robin.
Robin was her buffer.
Robin was her buffer. Yes.
She had to follow that buffer right out.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she could have said something on the way out, for fuck's sake. That was so shitty.
Yes, it was.
You have been essentially married to this person for 27 years, but sure, just walk away.
Yep.
And you know, she's not coming back to say goodbye.
Oh, God, no.
She's going to conveniently be in Parowan.
Right. With her friend from...
With Jen.
With Jen from... You know, the
top left corner,
the top left corner of the map here.
Oh, my God. Robin says she's tried to approach Christine and reach out through the years, but she was met with walls and rejection and Christine not wanting to discuss things through.
OK,
sure, Jan. Mm-hmm. Christine says she feels like there's been some things said against her behind her back. And so does she want to be friends with someone who complains about her behind her back? Not right now.
Right.
I hope never.
Right.
This is where Robin and Mary are hugging at the car.
You mean where Robin is uncontrollably sobbing very loudly.
You know, for all the times that we have called her Sobbin' Robin and all that weird crying she does on the sofa, it does not sound like what she was doing in the fucking driveway.
It was really a lot in the driveway.
It made me uncomfortable. And I cry a lot, so...
Also, there were cars driving by.
There were also cameras there!
Yeah, but like, ignore the cameras. There were people in your town driving by watching you do this. Also, across the street, I don't know if you noticed, there's like a little dirt driveway with a motorhome parked in it.
Those people were at their windows.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were.
With the blinds pulled down.
The blinds, yep, they were peeking out, watching the whole thing. They had one of the windows cracked, seeing what they could hear.
They're just sitting on that little sofa in the RV eating some popcorn.
Hell yeah.
Watching the whole thing go down. The crying was too much. It was too much for me.
Has Cody sped off at this point through the grass?
They didn't show the speeding off through the grass, I don't think, unless I missed it.
Yeah, they showed it.
Oh, I missed it. Totally missed it.
I thought it was right before this.
I watched it twice. Still missed him.
Oh, gosh, you were writing something. Robin's crying.
But Robin is sobbing.
Sobbing Robin at it again. Yeah, he drives off aggressively through the grass.
Okay.
I want to say it's right before they leave the back porch.
He does everything aggressively.
He lives life aggressively.
Christine says this is one of the saddest conversations she's ever been in. Moving and leaving is the right thing to do, but she's sorry she's leaving a mess behind. Well, don't be sorry, because it's not your mess.
I feel like that's a sorry, not sorry kind of scenario.
I know. I know. Next, we are at Janelle's a week later. Cody says he had to finally admit to himself that she was leaving and he had a meltdown, but he's trying to go on with other relationships. I wonder what that meltdown was like. I bet it was a knife in the kidney.
Oh, I wonder if he actually cried.
I mean, it would honestly, I'm not even joking. It would probably be a nice therapeutic release for him.
Yeah, yeah.
To get some of that anger out in tears.
I wonder how far, because I would consider what he did on the back porch a meltdown, personally. Like, I wonder how far it had to go for him to acknowledge it being a meltdown. I wonder if he, like, broke down crying.
Or if it was, like, an angry meltdown and he, like, just flipped the fuck out on...
Right.
Flipped out-er than what he did in the backyard there.
Maybe he was out shaving trees and just, like, screaming at the top of his lungs.
Listen, they've got the property to do it.
I know.
Got all that space out there. So Janelle says that everyone went their own ways after the conversation, so she doesn't know how anyone else feels, but she's got to keep working on her plans, so she doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
She's just going to keep on keeping on.
That's right. As she should.
So the electric for the property, they can't come out and put electric onto an empty lot.
Right.
So she wants to try staying out there for the winter, but she wouldn't have electric. She would have to charge the generator during the day and have the generator run at night and use the propane heat, which probably heats it up really nicely and really not with using a lot of propane, but use that to make it the winter out there. She says she's been there 2 months. It's October. No, it's August. And she's been there for 2 months. Is that what she said?
Yeah.
And she can only stay on the property for 4 months a year in the RV. So that, remember we were trying to figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
So she can only stay on one property for 4 months in the year, but they have four properties. So she can go the whole year and just keep switching properties.
Yes, correct.
But she said she's going to go up to Christine's, which makes me think that Christine's the only person who's letting her stay there.
Right. Well, it's not Christine's property anymore.
Well, I know. But before, when she asked them, it was still Christine's. They talk about the winters. Mm-hmm. Robin says that the winters are harsher out there than in the town, that it's colder, there's more snow. And Janelle says that Savannah's doing okay, that she's kind of settled in and gotten used to it, but she wants to have the house built in a year before Savannah's senior year starts. So she says to Cody, if everything stays on track, I could be done by the next school year. And he goes, Every answer he gives her is,
Mm-hmm.
He says, there's so many moving parts to this. And she keeps trying to move forward without coming back to the one main thing that they have to pay off the property. Christine is picking up and moving to Utah. So she's giving them her part of Coyote Pass, but they can't pay off Coyote Pass by selling a lot because they want to keep all four of the lots and reconfigure it into five. Though I'm not sure why, because there's only three of them now. Janelle says, Cody has never been engaged in my housing since we moved here. He was mad when she went from the first rental to the second rental, even though the second rental was much bigger, that he was mad because it wasn't as nice. First of all,
the things that she's about to say,
I know. She says, you know what? He has a house on the hill that he lives in with Robin and it's really nice and I have nothing. So I'm trying to build myself something here. She doesn't give a single fuck anymore.
No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't at all.
I love it so much.
Can we get more interviews with her?
Oh, seriously. Cody says they bought Christine's house and Robin's house and Janelle just does whatever she wants instead of coming to an agreement with him. Well, guess what? Robin and Christine like kissed your ass so that they could get that money to put that on the house and Janelle refuses to do that. That's the only reason why.
Also, Janelle has like forever been the only one with the job.
Right. And the only one keeping track of the finances, it seems like.
Yes.
So then she says, basically, she's gotten herself into a stupid position because if she wanted to leave, she has nothing.
Yes.
Because everything has everyone else's name on it.
Yes.
Which I'm surprised she said that because usually she doesn't say like, if I wanted to leave, it tells me that she's thinking about leaving at this point.
Right.
Also, this is where I made the other note about the patriarchal bullshit. This has to be something. I don't know. I don't want to upset anyone, but I feel like this has to be something that's part of their religion,
mm-hmm.
where they like teach them along with this, like making a food storage ship,
yeah,
to put everything in everyone's name or put everything in the husband's name or whatever, because it's a means of control.
Yeah, it is.
A husband with a bunch of wives can keep all those wives from leaving if they don't have the means to get out. The only reason that these women have any means to get out is because they were on Sister Wives.
Yes, correct.
And they have the money from that. Robin says, our names are all on the property, so we do all have an asset. You don't even outright own that property.
Right. Not only that, but all of your names are on it, so you don't have an asset because all of your names are on it.
If all their names are on it and then they sell it, they only get a fourth of it or a fifth of it or what have you.
Or if they tried to get out, it's not like they're going to pay them for their portion of it.
Right.
That's not how it works.
I also truly hope that Janelle's lot is smack dab in the middle and she sells her lot out from under them.
I know. Wouldn't that be fucking great?
Oh God, it would make me laugh. Janelle then tells us that half of the proceeds of her Vegas house went to help Robin buy her house.
Uh-huh.
Can you fucking even believe it?
half.
My mouth hit the floor.
When you buy a house, you have to put down a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that whenever you're buying your second house, the deposit is larger.
Yeah.
So is it was there?
You mean because you have more money? Is that what you mean?
No. Like, you know, because it's not your primary home.
Oh, I see. If you're buying a secondary home. Yeah.
Yes. When you're purchasing a second home, we both know this.
Yes.
Okay. So why was her deposit so large for that house? Is it because Cody's name is on something else, some other property or something? Is it because they own that land?
Well, he said something last week about, I think it was last week, about how it used up all his credit to get Christine's house, which A, that's not how credit works.
No.
She said it's in her name, but maybe he was like a co-signer or something.
Uh-huh.
So if that's the case, then if his name would be on more than one house, which would mean that they would need a bigger deposit for one of the houses, a down payment. I don't know why we're saying deposit, down payment.
Oh, were we saying deposit? I don't even know at this point. So his name is on multiple properties.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Instead of just their names.
I don't know if it's the same everywhere, but I know in Pennsylvania for sure. The other house is essentially a vacation home.
Correct. Yes.
And it's got different rules. It's got a different kind of mortgage. Like the whole thing is different.
Maybe it's like that everywhere.
I don't know. Listen, he's used up his credit. Okay.
Maybe we should ask Danielle.
Yes. She's the Screelator.
Yes.
She's the SC Realtor. So
she would know that kind of stuff.
Hit us up. Hit us up, friend.
Right. Give us the deets.
We used to say, our friend who doesn't know we exist, but now she knows we exist.
Now she knows we exist. I know. It's so exciting.
Which is so fucking wild.
I know. See, we're her fan. So we have fans. It's like a whole thing. I'm still on this.
Between our friend Danielle and our besties from the Westies.
Yeah.
From the Fryer folks. We just got people everywhere.
I know. It's exciting.
All right. So then, because we're not done with Janelle's tea. Not only did she give half of her proceeds of her Vegas house to help Robin buy her house, but at the time, they pulled a lot of money from the joint checking accounts to help Robin and depleted the account. And that same amount of money is in there right now. The same amount that was in there when they depleted it for Robin. And he will not let her have any of that money.
To pay off the property.
The property that belongs to all of them.
Right.
It is mind-boggling to me.
I wonder what's in the account. Because he said that the amount that Christine could sell her house for is what they need to pay off the property.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what's in the account.
I don't know. Here's what I'll say. I think he's just being a fucking asshole, and that's the only reason he won't let her have it.
Yes, he is.
From a financial standpoint, I can see not wanting to deplete the account. But in the same respect, Janelle is smarter than all of them when it comes to finances, so she wouldn't deplete it if it was going to put them in a bad spot.
Also, they did it for Robin. They depleted it for Robin.
Right.
To buy the house that, A, she didn't want to buy, if you remember the season.
I do. Yep.
She didn't want to buy. And she could have found another rental instead of buying that house and depleting the account. Then they would have double the amount.
I wonder if like the show money goes into that account.
Right.
So like they get a big chunk at the end of every season or something.
Maybe.
Oh, we're so nosy.
Yes.
I wish I knew.
Yes. And also they depleted the account. And then like what? Like a year later or something, they have that amount back in there.
Like it's got to be like show money or something that's just getting like a huge amount dumped in there. Because for the most part, you're not coming across huge amounts of money to refill unless you're getting...
When you're making $200 an hour.
Boy, I forgot.
Don't you forget about that.
I wonder if he pays his taxes. I feel like he doesn't.
He doesn't. You know he doesn't. In a couple years, he's going to, you know, be arrested for tax evasion.
He's going to pull a Tyler and Caitlin Baltierra.
What?
I don't think they got in trouble for like not paying taxes on that, whatever, something rain. The clothing company.
The clothing company. No way.
I don't know if they ever paid it, but at one point they were in hot water for that.
Oh my gosh.
I love how neither one of us watch Teen Mom anymore, but this could be like a tenth of our conversations are about Teen Mom. And
oh, I know, from back in the day.
So Cody says that it's not a matter of finding the money. It was a matter of having the money, and now they don't have it. She's saying you have it.
Right.
And unless you just drained that money and put it in some other account, she knows how much money is in that account.
Right.
So Cody says that with the wives, he's just become agreeable. So he just says, yeah, mm-hmm, every time they ask for something.
He's such an ass.
He's just uninterested. It's not that he's become agreeable. He just doesn't give an actual fuck at all.
Also, that's a huge pet peeve of mine, along with some of these sayings, is when you're trying to like have a conversation with somebody and they're just agreeing with you because they don't want to be in the conversation, or they're like agreeing to whatever you're saying or whatever you're asking for because they're just trying to like appease you so that you'll stop talking. I fucking hate that.
Listen, I don't hate it. And here's why. Because if someone's just going to agree with me to shut me up, I'm just going to get whatever I need out of that conversation and I'm going to move right on. Can I have a bunch of money to go buy something I like and they're not listening to me because they're tired of hearing me talk and they go, uh-huh. Why, thank you. Cha-ching.
I just stop talking to people like that.
It's like when mom used to fall asleep on the sofa and then we would ask her, can we invite a friend over that we knew we weren't supposed to have over? And she would agree to it because she was asleep on the sofa.
Except she was sleeping and these other people are, you know, awake and in the conversation.
No, I know, but I'm saying you just like, we could have just left mom alone and let her sleep. But instead we always went and asked her something we knew she'd normally say no to. You got to take what you can get from those conversations.
Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and you just stop talking mid-sentence and they don't say anything?
Yeah. On the phone, yes.
You just stop talking and they're just like going about their day like they were not listening at all to begin with. That annoys me too. Like, why am I speaking if you're not going to listen?
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't annoy you right now?
Listen, there are things that don't, but just this episode has brought up a lot of triggers.
Is it your fans? Is that what doesn't annoy you?
Yes, my fans. I love my
fans. Oh my God. I'm sorry I said anything. So Cody says he needed a place where he could nurture his relationship with Janelle and Savannah. And now he can't do that because she up and went and got an RV.
Because that's what it is.
Because Christine has moved. So he doesn't have anybody else to blame for anything. So now he's got to blame Janelle.
Somebody's got to be the bad guy.
Janelle's like, look, bitch, I'm not asking you for anything. Okay. Except for the money that you already told me you would give to pay off Coyote Pass. She says she wants them to prioritize that. And after that, she doesn't care. She's just trying to build something for herself. She really does not give a shit.
No, she doesn't. I love it.
So the only other scene is the weird ass scene from the first day of school, which I didn't take a ton of notes on, just notes on how fucking awkward it was.
Uh-huh.
Ari and Saul go to the first day of school. It's the first day of kindergarten for Ari.
They're going in person.
Yes. Yes.
Just a short, I don't know, 3 months ago. 4 months ago.
He wasn't going to talk to his kids, his other kids, because they were going in person.
Yep.
Also, when they were doing COVID schooling, mm-hmm. she had to hire a nanny to help her with the schooling, but Ari wasn't in school.
Correct. Yes. We discussed that Ari wasn't in school yet.
I guess that just didn't really like re-sync in until just now.
Yeah, because it was just Solomon who was...
And Brianna.
Right. But just Solomon who would actually need help with schooling, because Brianna's a teenager, like she's in high school. She should be able to do it on her own.
So they get off the... not even the school bus. They get back from school.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And everybody's outside, which doesn't make any sense, because if they just went to school, then why are we COVID filming outside? Everybody's outside. It is the most awkward thing. It's like these people have never spent any time together.
Right.
I mean, was I reading into that or was that weird as shit?
It was almost like a reenactment. You know how you can tell when something's a reenactment because it's real uncomfortable? It was almost like that.
I've never seen people look more uncomfortable welcoming people home from the first day of school. And we watched Mary smack Leon in the face at the first day of school.
Oh,
this was more uncomfortable than that.
Why'd you got to bring that up? Tonight ain't the night. Trying to get me all angry again.
So Ari says she helped a shy friend. Helped her by being annoying.
Yes.
But then Cody's like, she's a little girl that I'm actually very proud of. What?
He is so gross with
He
Ari.
Is.
He is so gross.
I mean, are we reading into it or is it really fucking weird?
It's gross.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's creep factor.
It is.
Also, is he not proud of his... because he says she's a little girl that I'm actually very proud of. Like, all my other children, I'm not actually very proud of. But this five-year-old, stoked.
Six. She's six now? Wait, doesn't she say something about being six at some point?
Yeah, maybe. So Ari says that her friend was sad and she was trying to be next to her. And then a very weird interchange happened that I did not catch the first time, but I caught it the second time when I had the subtitles on.
Yes.
Did you catch this?
Yes, I did.
Cody said, oh, were you being too much of a pest? And Robin goes, oh, we don't use that word. Let's be nice.
Uh-huh.
Pardon?
Is pest a bad word?
I don't know, but they would die in our house.
Oh my God. Mine too. Oh,
the cursing that happens here. I mean, by the parents, like it's not. And she was scolding Cody.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The way that she said it was like she was scolding a child.
First off, he shouldn't be saying that to her, to Ari anyways. Like, that's such a weird thing to say to a kid. But
Yes.
If I was saying something like that to my kid, I would have said, oh, were you being a little brat? Like, were you being obnoxious? Like,
or like, were you being a pain in the ass?
A pest. You know, people don't like when you call kids like brats or whatever.
I know. Sometimes my kids are being brats.
Sometimes my kids are too.
Sometimes everybody who has a kid who's listening right now, your kid's being a brat sometimes.
Sometimes.
You don't got to admit it, but they are.
Right.
I just thought the weird thing was that she was like, oh, we don't use that word. Let's be nice.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's weird.
It was so weird.
It's not even like a remotely bad word.
It's just like a fucking weird. I don't know. It's not like he was saying something that was offensive to Ari. Like, he wasn't like, you fucking bitch.
Yes. Right. Were you being a little bitch?
To imagine. Oh my god. So then, also weird, Ari says that her friend was mad because she was engaged to someone, Ari was, and her friend had a man, but he cut her off.
What's happening
in their house?
I don't understand what's happening.
So you're telling me that your husband can't say the word pest, but your five-year-old or six-year-old daughter is engaged to someone and her friend had a man?
Uh-huh.
But he cut her off?
It's so weird.
That child is six. She's six.
Even my eight-year-old would not say something like that. It's so fucking weird.
It is the thing that I would never expect to come out of the mouth of a kid in Robin's house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's weird at a surface level, but then like when you think about how weird and like particular fucking Robin is.
The fact that she just scolded him for saying pest.
Yes. Of course, they were having the conversation to the producer. So like Robin wasn't in there, I would assume.
So the adults have to be in there because they're underage, the parents. And at some point, Robin says something or Ari says something to Robin in that thing. There's at some point, you know that Robin's in there.
Whenever she says that, whenever Robin dropped her off, that she was like, school, mommy.
Maybe. I don't know. There's something like, I think Robin like says something during that interview. You can hear her.
I can't believe Robin didn't stop her from saying that.
Okay. But I also feel like it's one of those things that Robin would be like mortified about. So like, instead of actually like saying something to her on camera,
yes,
she would just look super uncomfortable and then say something to her later.
And here's the thing about it. My kids say some weird shit. And if my kids said some weird shit like that, that would be one thing. But the fact that it's coming out of the child of Robin Brown, it makes me wonder what the fuck they're talking about in that house.
Yes.
Or she's been watching some weird ass YouTube.
Yes.
Every time my kids say some weird shit, I'm like, what are you watching on YouTube?
Yes,
right now?
Me too. Oh my God. Yes.
Then we get a bunch of clips of Cody smearing chocolate on a baby's head.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like flashbacks.
Oh, sorry. Forgot to specify that. Flashbacks, not now. Although he would probably smear chocolate on a baby's head.
Probably would. He probably would.
And then we hear Janelle and Mary and Christine talk about how he was a good dad. And maybe he's one of those people that like is great with babies or toddlers. When the kids get a little older, it's like, I don't want to parent this kid anymore.
I feel like that's how he is.
And, you know, Christine says it's important for her kids to remember the good times. She doesn't want them to remember the bad stuff. And then Cody says a bunch of weird shit about how Ari is his last kid and he wants to enjoy every day with her.
Right.
The way that his face looks when he talks about her wigs me out.
So they do a lot of talking here about her being the last child.
Oh, yes. Your theory. Okay. About the secret baby.
And it's super weird. Totally like random off the wall. And I feel like this is a precursor to them having another baby. You know, the secret baby that we've talked about previously.
Right. Okay. So you think that at the beginning of the next season, she's going to be pregnant?
Foreshadowing.
Okay.
I do.
I'm here for this conspiracy theory, man. Put on the tinfoil hats. I'm here for it.
I want to know. Maybe the season will come out sooner too.
Maybe.
Instead of what we counted out to be July.
We think the next season might come out in July. Guess we'll find out.
This is our guess, people.
Oh, yeah. We don't know anything. We are making a total guess.
We are just calculating off of previous stuff that is probably not even accurate. So
we don't have an in with TLC. We don't want them to know we exist. Then we'll get in trouble.
Right. But man, if we're right and it is July, that'd be something.
No, listen, we should be hired by TLC.
Right. We don't want them to know about us, but we should be hired by them.
That's right. So when the next time on, McKelty is there and she's basically ready to throw hands.
Yes, she is.
She wants to know if everyone's coming to say goodbye. Oh, they are. It's going to be real awkward. I feel like McKelty would fight and could fight Cody.
Oh, yeah. She definitely could. She could take him down.
I feel like she's scrappy. She could take somebody out. Cody throws a fit, baby fit, when it's time for Christine to move.
I'm leaving in 5 minutes.
Okay, leave now then.
Do you think he's saying that because he rode there with Robin?
Yeah, and he needs everybody to come get in the truck. He needs to come everybody to get into his brother's widow's truck.
Right. That was like his way of being like, okay, we're leaving in 5 minutes. That was his way of doing it. I'm leaving in 5 minutes.
Just go wait in the car.
For real. Just leave. Nobody wants you here. Were you even invited or did you invite yourself?
Not even Robin wants you here at this point. And then Janelle hugs Christine and Christine sobs and it's really sad.
Yes.
And it occurred to me when I saw that, like how hard it would be for Christine to leave Janelle.
Right.
Because like she has to get out of there for her own sanity, but then she's also leaving her best friend. And also I feel like it had to be from the Friar because that's the only, I think it's the only one I listened to of this last episode. But somebody was talking about how, I think it was Leon, was talking about how weird it was that they make such a point to emphasize that Mary has a friend.
It is weird.
And that they don't, like, if you think back to all the years that we've watched this show, they don't have friends outside of themselves. You people need outside friends.
You do need outside friends. I think it's weird that they have her on the show and like she was such a big part of that last episode.
Well, they got to fill it in.
Yeah, but is that also foreshadowing?
I don't know. Maybe she's the next sister wife.
Good God. She's already married.
I mean, we guess. She didn't specify that her husband and her kids lived with her at Parowan.
Well, I know. It was weird. I mean, she said she has a husband and kids, though. So
they just live in the top left of the country.
Maybe she slept with somebody else and now she's divorced. So
I mean, that's how divorces work, obviously. Somebody better tell the law that that's how divorces work.
Can we get like, I don't know, government involved in this or something?
Absurd. All right. So that's it. That's all I got. So maybe next week will be the last week. Maybe it won't. We don't know.
We don't know because I feel like they would show Janelle walking out on the coming up on for when that's happening.
You're right. I mean, I hope it's not. I hope there's two more because as much as there is filler, because they've spread the filler stuff out, I feel like you need two more to kind of wrap things up.
I hope there's two more and one tell-all.
One.
With everyone in the same room on two couches.
And I hope it's not Suki because bless her for having to deal with them before.
All individually.
Listen, I don't have any problem with her as a host. I think she was great, but
no, but her having to deal with everybody individually like that. No, that's rough. And also the two couch theory. Okay. Janelle and Christine on one couch, Robin, Mary and Cody on the other couch. And they, like all the other shows where there's arguing and shit happening during the tell-all, this is what I want to see.
And then like on Dr. Phil, when somebody new comes on stage, they bring out another chair. They'll bring out another chair for Jen.
Yes.
The potential new sister wife.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
Also, every time I say Suki, I want to say Suki St. James, which is not her name.
I want Seeking Sister Wife season 2 tell-all on this show. Okay.
Peak tell-all. That was peak tell-all right there.
That was peak tell-all. That's what I need. Okay.
I mean, Bernie, RIP.
Or like Teen Mom, theirs have been juicy.
To come to the tell-all and fight with Cody. Okay.
Yes. Oh, can we get the kids on the tell-all? That'd be fucking great.
They don't need to be dragged into this bullshit.
McKelty and Tony, because they just say whatever they want. Ooh.
They sure do. They sure do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we talked before about how we think Madison has all the tea. So she needs to.
She does.
Gwendolyn is spilling everything she knows.
Yes, she is.
Boy.
She could have her own tell-all.
She should host it.
Could you imagine if one of the kids hosted it? Oh my God.
If any of them, it needs to be McKelty or Gwendolyn.
Right. Man.
Aurora. She would just sit there and cry.
Oh, she would. Mom, she was mean to me.
Christine is mean to me.
She was mean. So on a separate note, away from Sister Wives, I watched, I want to say it's new, Lifetime Hillary Burton holiday movie. Because you know Hillary.
Excuse me?
Hillary.
Oh, what? Don't you? Hold on. Don't talk to me like I don't know who Hillary Burton is.
Hold on. I wasn't going to. I know you know who Hillary Burton is, okay? Hillary Burton jumped from Hallmark to Lifetime.
She only did that one Hallmark movie, I think.
Okay. Well, she just recently had some things to say about Candace Cameron Bure or whatever the fuck her name is. Like some things. Ooh. Because you know she jumped from Hallmark to some other channel.
Wait, she's not on Hallmark stuff anymore?
No, she's not. There's like a Christian channel that she jumped to because the Hallmark Channel, they have like new owners, producers, whatever. And so they're starting to be more like LGBTQ friendly and
And also like diverse.
Yes.
There are, you know, non-white people in some of their Christmas movies now.
So Candace Cameron Bure didn't like that. She wants a traditional marriage setup, was her
Gross.
Wording. So she left and went to this other channel. And Hillary Burton had lots of things to say about her and going to the other channel. But that was why she left Hallmark, was because she was pushing for a same-sex couple and a biracial couple. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we're not doing that. And so she said, okay, well, I'm going to Lifetime because they're going to let me do it.
I didn't know any of this dirt.
I literally just read an article like today. But so Lifetime on Discovery Plus, the movie with Hillary Burton is on there. It's a holiday movie. And if you're a One Tree Hill fan, you're going to see lots and lots of faces that are familiar, because there's probably like 10 or 15 people that are from One Tree Hill on that show, on that movie.
I keep meaning to tell you, because you loved One Tree Hill, that a friend of mine from up here, she goes to like this One Tree Hill reunion thing every year. And she was at it and she was posting pictures, and the guys from One Tree Hill like played a basketball game.
Yes. I just
in
saw
like
stuff.
Their old
yep,
uniforms and stuff. Yeah.
I saw some pics. I need to go deep dive into it and see more of them.
You also should go to that. It's like in Wilmington. It's not that far from you. Oh, it's expensive. Well, listen, she's single and doesn't have any kids. So she's got, you know, well,
yeah.
She's not single, but she's not married. She doesn't have any kids. So she doesn't have to spend her money on these moochers.
Little minions running around. Yes, I have looked into it before and it is pricier than I can afford. So
kids sucking the life out of you.
I know. Listen, pre-kids though. Okay. I was actually pregnant with Elijah when we went to this thing. You know, the Nicholas Sparks weekend.
Yes.
That we went to in New Bern. And I met some One Tree Hill people there.
I was pregnant with Avery that time that we met Hillary Duff.
Oh my God, Hillary Duff. I have those pictures somewhere.
She was very nice and she was very, very small.
She was. You know who else we met there? Do you remember the news anchor guy?
Yes.
That then like had to leave the station because he got charged with some...
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, he had to leave the station because he got charged with some things, and I don't think he's a news anchor anymore. So,
well, hot damn.
I know. I know. I also went to Wilmington and we went to all around to the One Tree Hill sites and took pictures. So
I want to go to California and see the Stars Hollow stuff.
Yes.
But then I'd have to fly there. And so I'll probably never go there.
I'll go and I'll send you pictures because I'll fly.
Listen, it's a long flight.
That's fine. I don't mind. When we did go to Wilmington to do the One Tree Hill stuff was when it was like towards the end of their filming. So I actually got to go onto the sets of Mouth's apartment and then Haley and Nathan's house.
That's cool.
Oh, and the high school. Spoilers. I got to stand where.
Spoilers?
Where, yeah.
This show stopped airing in like 2005.
I know. I got to stand where Dan killed Keith in the hallway.
I don't even watch that show and I knew Dan killed Keith.
Listen, you never know. Spoilers. I was just giving a heads up. Shit. Man.
Oh, God. All right. We're off the rails again.
The whole moral of that story was it's a good movie. So go watch it. It's on Discovery Plus and it's a Lifetime movie with Hillary Burton. It's holiday. Woo.
I'm adding it. I like a Hillary Burton Christmas movie. So
it's good.
I'm here for it. All right.
Well, that's all I have for today.
Listen, as long as there is an episode next week, considering it's Thanksgiving weekend, we think there probably will be. But as long as there is, then we'll have an episode next week.
Don't forget, we're also going to go live on the Instas.
Oh, wait, there'll be an episode next week because that's not Thanksgiving weekend.
What are you talking about?
There would be one on the 20th.
That is Thanksgiving weekend.
No, I was thinking the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there should be one on the 20th.
Yeah, there'll be one next week and then maybe not one the week after that.
Right, right, right. In the meantime, we're going live on Insta. We just don't know when. Go follow us. Sister Wives Pod.
Right.
We'll be there. Be there or be square. I love my fans.
Oh my God. I was getting ready to quote Gilmore Girls and then you ruined it.
Go ahead. Quote it.
It's be there or be square. Best show in town.
That's right.
Okay. I'm going to leave and you can just stay here and talk to your fans.
I should.
No, you shouldn't. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, guys. You don't have to listen to her talk to nothing.
Hey guys. I'll just get a Discord. Don't you worry about it.
Oh my God. All right. Seriously.
Okay. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.